This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Families of two recent mass shooting victims will appear before a U.S. House of Representatives panel next week as Democrats try to bring home the devastation of the nation's gun violence. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
House Oversight Committee Chair Carolyn Maloney says the hearings aimed at galvanizing bipartisan support for gun laws that can save lives. The panel will hear from the mother of a man shot at a Buffalo supermarket and the parents of a 10-year-old girl killed in her Texas classroom. Also due to appear, a Uvalde fourth grader whose story President Biden recounted last night while urging Congress to act.
Who smeared blood off her murdered friend's body on her own face to lie still among the corpses in her classroom and pretend she was dead in order to stay alive.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, warned this week that nearly 100 days of war in Ukraine has left 3 million children inside the country and more than 2.2 million in refugee hosting countries in need of humanitarian assistance. Verified reports from the UN Human Rights Office found that, on average, more than two children are killed and more than four injured every day in the conflict. The UN said this week that its independent international commission of inquiry on Ukraine will make its first trip to the country June the 7th through the 16th. The UN Office of Human Rights said Friday that representatives plan to visit several cities, including Lviv, Kyiv, Kharkiv, and Sumy, to gather firsthand information on alleged human rights violations and abuses. From Washington, you're listening to